Hi there.
Hey, Travis.
Hey, Pamela.
This is Mean Girls Interrupted. I am Mean Girls Interrupted.
And I am Mean Girls Interrupted.
And you are Mean Girls Interrupted. And we...
No, you are imposing.
right. So
you are a guest. You are a visitor here while John and I talk about a movie.
A spectator. This is a spectator sport on your part. And we are talking about movies. And today we are talking about, what was it again?
Priscilla. Not Queen of the Desert, which probably would have been a better choice.
Yeah. I haven't seen that.
John, me neither. And also, how are we gay and have never seen it?
I don't know. I've seen all the movie stills.
Not me.
No, yeah. They're just like in the Australian outback, I guess. And they're queening up the desert.
There we go. I mean, if you're going to do anything in the desert, it's drop a body or wear a dress or both.
Yeah.
Whichever you choose. I'm not here to yuck on your yum.
I wouldn't choose.
Serial killer.
I would have it all.
You would have it all, John.
I would have it all.
You deserve it all. Also,
I do deserve it all.
Oh, maybe. No, we're not going to say nothing yet. But you know what I'm speaking of.
I almost know what we're speaking of.
You guys, I almost spilled the beans.
I'm excited too.
But I won't spill the beans. John, that's going to be your beans to spill when the time comes.
In about 4 to 5 months, apparently. But
sure.
Yeah. We'll wait.
Yeah, we'll wait. We'll wait.
I love sitting on a secret.
You do?
I do.
What's his name?
It's got to be at least an 8-inch long secret.
So it's a capital D. Also, everyone, the movie that we watched last week was called Lisa Frankenstein, and the person who starred in it was not Dylan Sprouse, but was Cole Sprouse.
Oh, oops. Did we say Dylan the entire time?
It was me. You're the one who corrected me. And then also, just so you guys are aware,
the movie is great.
No, well, I just got to tell you guys something, a little something that maybe John and I hadn't actually known beforehand. So,
oh no.
Remember when we told you guys that Mean Girls, the musical, was our 100th episode? It was actually 101. And I did not realize.
Right. But I marked it as 101, right?
I'm not sure because we announced it as our 100th episode because I truly think we thought it was, and it turns out that The Killer was our 100th episode.
Oh, was it? Do we have two episodes labeled 100?
Nope, we have them marked exactly the way they are, but I have not paid attention.
Did I skip
one?
So
we called Mean Girls. Nope, you sure didn't.
Oh, interesting.
It numbers them as they're entered, and it turns out that we thought our 100th episode was Mean Girls.
Oh, are you going by like the Podbean number? We aired an advertisement, and that counts as an episode.
Oh, what in the rats?
Yeah, so Mean Girls the musical
was our 100th.
Was actually our 100th because there's
there's
a little promo like advertisement in there. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. You know what? John's always here he's here to bring me back.
I'm here to planet Earth. Not just that. I'm here because I pay attention to too many details.
And I'm here because I just am here.
No, you're more than just here, Travis.
I'm there too.
You're over there.
I'm over there.
You're just around the corner over there.
I'm always just around the corner, just around the corner.
Always on the corner or around the corner, but always on a corner.
Always on a corner.
So today we are talking about the Elvis Presley movie labeled Priscilla.
Because they really did try to pretend this was a Priscilla movie.
They pretended it was a Priscilla movie. And you know what? For all intents and purposes, it was a Priscilla movie, but it sure did have a lot of Elvis in there, too.
There was just every scene, pretty much. You couldn't escape it.
There was a whole lot of Elvis in this Priscilla movie. And you know what?
I guess that's the point.
Yeah, I'm sure that Elvis was a large presence in Priscilla's life, too.
He was a large presence in many people's lives, including Priscilla's and
other people.
and all of the people who yessed him until the day he died on a toilet.
I want to be yessed until I die on a toilet, Travis.
I will. I'll yes you every day.
Thank you so much.
In the hopes that you die on a toilet.
I want I want to be on a toilet and the last thing I hear is
yes.
And
it'll be in the form of a voice note that I've sent you.
Thank you so much. I'm like, you're so welcome. I'll be like, wait, I'm dying, and then I'll just like look at the voice note and I'll be like, dude,
yes. So there you go, John. I'll always be there for you.
Thank you so much.
Backing you 100%.
And likewise, and always thank you to you and forever.
Thank you so much.
So Priscilla,
unlike Priscilla and Elvis's marriage,
Priscilla was a yes and no situation.
She was a child. Let's just put it that
child
way.
Bride. I didn't really know that. I'm glad that this movie shed a light. I knew that they were like young lovers, but
I was also unaware of this fact. And it's quite
jarring at first.
But I think of the time, when you think of the time, people are like, oh, and you look back and you're like, that's wrong. And it is.
It's wrong. But at the same time, like, I know people who have been married and with child at 18 years old, and that's only 4 years away from 14. So of the times, mid-century.
Sure.
Yeah, that makes
mid-century
sense.
America. That's just how it went.
Middle of the century, Germany, America. Air Force Base, Germany is where this all starts. So Elvis Presley was touring with, he was in the military as a musician. He was already famous.
He was already famous, but I think he was actually there to do actual military stuff.
Yeah, because he got in some trouble in America and he needed to like rehab his image, I think. And
yeah,
so,
as we all know from Austin Butler telling us.
That's exactly my source. I was like, Austin Butler told me that Elvis had to go to Germany in the military.
He did.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Listen, you guys, I'm so sorry. I did not care. I don't listen to Elvis's music. I never followed his life. I was never somebody who was like, yeehaw.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I'm really cool and awesome. I'm a young person. And I'm a person who loves Elvis music. I'm not one of those people.
Yeah, I was never like, you know what I need to listen to right now? Elvis. I am not.
My exposure to Elvis music was that we're in a medium where I actually liked it.
A one night stand.
Nope. It was a cartoon movie called Rock-a-Doodle-Doo.
Oh, I know what you're speaking of, but I've never watched it.
Yeah, it's Elvis based.
Is it? Oh, is it the rooster?
The rooster is basically Elvis. And they have to like get him to Las Vegas to do a show, and it's a bunch of birds doing so, a bunch of talking birds.
Priscilla.
Yeah,
that's the movie Priscilla.
This is the movie Priscilla. they're being chased and endangered by birds of prey, otherwise known as owls. And
I thought you were going to say Elmer Fudd.
No, it's these other birds against owls.
Oh.
And there's Elvis involved.
Interesting.
As a cock.
You know, art imitates life, I guess.
I guess so, because in this movie...
we got to say who directed it. It was Sofia Coppola, for all of you who
Coppola,
understand.
Who also makes wines.
There she is out here. She's just peddling her wares.
Peddling her wares. She is, if you don't know her, you're... probably weird.
If you don't know of her name, or at least know anything she's done, we don't need to tell you. She's Sofia Coppola. Let's get real.
She is of the Duck Dynasty, the Coppolas, Francis Ford Coppolas.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be like the Duck Dynasty. I'm like,
in some regard, I guess. So she is. Nepo babying hard.
Oh, If we want to speak on it for real, but also like good for her because she is talented.
I know. I say Nepo Baby lightheartedly because I think the Nepo Baby thing, the discourse behind it is like so laughable. I'm like,
we've spoken on this many times.
You're just rebranding the injustice we've already known about. So who cares? And John also, and I she's are, good.
She is. John and I are two people who could give one less of a shit about Nepo babies. I never have cared and I never will.
I never will care, but I'm aware of the viral turn. But it's just like, yeah, of course. Everybody in Hollywood has a leg in, like a foot in the door from like family or friends or something. Like,
right. Like, no shit. I'm so sorry that you're not the one who was born into it. I don't know. Go blow someone on a couch.
Yeah. Get with it. Do your pay your dues.
Yeah, exactly.
So that your children can be Nepo babies.
Right. Don't think about the children.
Think about your future generation and you.
You're not going to have a future generation. The oceans will rise and we will all die.
Yeah. And so I feel like the Nepo baby discourse is dumb because it's like, I don't know why I'm even talking about this. Because you can just work hard and do your thing and you will get somewhere.
Right. And it's going to take you longer, but that's fine.
Yeah. I feel like the Nepo baby talk is like damaging to people who like have hopes and dreams and hard work ethics.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because they're like, oh, that's never going to happen to me because you have to be a Nepo baby. It can happen to you.
It can happen to you. So many different things have happened to me and I wasn't born famous.
Yeah. So many things have happened.
Great, but still things have happened.
Things have happened to me. And not because of the family I was born into.
Some of those things. Yeah.
We all have our privileges.
They're just better stories. I'm sorry.
I think so. I mean, for sure. But guess who has the biggest, craziest story and who wasn't a Nepo baby, it turns out?
Priscilla.
Priscilla Presley. Priscilla was a 14-year-old.
Neither was Elvis.
Yeah, right.
But also mostly Priscilla.
Mostly Priscilla. Priscilla, at the start of this movie, is 14 years old. She is played by Kaylee Spaney, who's starring in the new Alien movie.
John, I just saw a poster for it.
Yeah.
And honestly, I will say this.
It looks good.
Kaylee Spaney. Good for you. Because I will say this about this movie. Good acting.
I would say Kaylee Spaney, you carried and you ate.
She carried a child.
You carried a child to term. And you carried Elvis to term.
Yes.
And Jacob already plays Elvis, by the way. Gorge.
Always.
Gorginta. I don't know who's a bigger star, Jacob Elordi or
Jesus.
Elvis. Jesus.
Oh.
If Jacob Elordi played Jesus,
what do you think would happen?
I feel like the movie would end with him dying on a cross.
Oh, John, don't spoil it for everyone.
So Kaylee Spaney is rocking this 1950s fashions in this movie and in high school on a German American military base in Germany, where she is invited by the curator of the music on the base to Elvis's house, and she's
which
like
is so weird. He was creeping hard while she was drinking a milkshake
as you do.
Can she just have her malt in peace, you weird son of a bitch?
He's like, hey. And
he was like I see you here all the time. It's like, okay, perv.
And he's like, let me just pimp you out to Elvis right quick. And then the parents were like, you know what, you can't really go out at your age, but it's Elvis.
I really thought that too. I was like, you want to know what? Any other person, they would have said, absolutely not. You're locked in your room. But they heard Elvis and they said, maybe this once.
And maybe just this maybe. And the movie does have like an underscore of like the parents' conflict, inner conflict of like why they let this child be around this global pop star.
Right.
Who has the hots for their 14-year-old daughter.
That's for real.
He's 24. They're 10 years apart. Yeah. And yeah. And so, and the casting is pretty crazy here because Kaylee Spaney is super duper tiny. Jacob Elordi is like 6'1,000.
John, when they were walking side by side, I was like, this
child bride.
For real. There's no other way to describe it. It's like, is this? This is your little sister.
This is your tiny little sister. And you're marrying this person eventually. But like, so yeah, so the parents are kind of in the background. It doesn't really take a highlight in the storyline, but they do kind of touch on a little bit, like if you put it into context, like this was probably Priscilla Presley's best option out of high school.
I think in this time, like if your best option is a famous celebrity with money, like the parents probably were eating breadcrumbs and old turkey. And it's like, we got to get a ham in here.
Right. And it's like, she wasn't really good in school. And like, this was her best option. And I think the parents
did what they had to do.
Yeah. They were like, you know what? Fine. You can invite our like 16-year-old daughter out to Las Vegas unsupervised and get her hooked on pills. That's cool. It's fine.
I can't say I hadn't dabbled in pills at that age.
Yeah, I still have not dabbled in pills to this day.
I did, and I'll tell you all right now, and I'm not going to spill any, no beans. But they came
no from, beans.
These are the only beans you guys are getting, and they're not even fully cooked. They came from somebody's cabinet, not from me. I did not take these. I would tell you the truth. Somebody I knew's mother had a nose job and she did not take them. And so we were like, what a waste. And that's how the story went.
Interesting. Somebody in our tiny little town had a nose job. I know. Yes. Oh, I know who it is.
Of course you do. I do know who it is. Yeah.
Their first name, Ronald.
Nope.
Maybe one of the businesses they own.
You'll know who it is. I'll tell you after this.
Okay,
I'll tell
cool. you. And you'll it's be not like, who I'm thinking. Okay.
No.
But you know who no. you know who I'm thinking.
You know exactly who it is. And yes, I know who you're speaking of. Okay, but no, it's not. No, it's not that person.
Okay. Oh, Italian.
Nope. Okay. Oh, but yes, of course. Okay, but yes, of course, that person, but not them, not them, not them.
Okay. Well, there's lots of nose jobs going on in our really tiny town.
Well, nose jobs and tits. That's what it was.
I want to have a memoir one day.
Called Nose Jobs and Tits. Yeah. I would absolutely buy it and then read a couple chapters and put it down.
Exactly. Nose jobs and tits would be like a tell all of everybody who had nose jobs and tits and tiny towns.
I love that. That is a great story to tell. Yeah. But it's such a better story than this one that we're telling.
I know. Could you imagine like the ripple effect that in a small town when somebody is known to have had a nose job or a boob job. It's not like a big city. It causes waves.
It's a ripple. It's a ripple effect first. And then all of a sudden it's like,
yeah.
People in your ear, like little mosquitoes buzzing about being like, Hey, did you hear?
Hey, did you see your tits?
And it's like, yeah, I could see them from a mile away. They weren't there yesterday.
They're staring right at me, looking at me right in the eyes.
Yeah, we're like three aisles apart in Safeway.
Just talking things over. I love that small town discourse.
It's so crazy.
Absolutely bonkers. So meaningless and so stupid.
Should we just stop talking about Priscilla?
But Priscilla, she was similar. She was
because everyone at that Catholic school was like, mm-hmm. Guess who that is?
Yeah, it's like, oh, and then she gets into Elvis's world. She totally rocks his mind. And
just by existing, because they do nothing.
Yeah. And he kind of like is able to be a weird innocent child around her in a weird way. Like he kind of like drops the voice and drops the act, and he kind of just like is very insecure and needy with her.
Oh, I would go as far as to say like unnecessarily codependent, but yeah, in a way that's like, you're mine. So also,
extra controlling. Also, this is based off of Priscilla Presley's memoir. So
I believe her.
Truths.
I actually believe her. So,
yeah. So, I mean, you can't be that huge of a pop star and not be a monster.
Right. Like, especially with everyone around you being like, you're totally good. Everything you do is totally cool because they're on the payroll.
Hangers on. They were. And I think it, like even in like whatchamacallit, Baz Luhrmann's.
Yes.
Highlighted that element too. Like people were around and taking advantage and
always
things like that. And so and Priscilla was just like this quiet little mouse in the corner being like, I just want you to be in a relationship with me and stuff like that. And
right. That's all she ever wanted. Okay. So,
yeah.
So I guess back to it.
Yeah.
So where were we?
Well, she finagles her way through high school, being in this like long distance relationship with Elvis, which is crazy.
While she's stuck in Graceland, having his parents take her to school every morning,
yes,
which is also so bizarre.
Yeah, so she convinces her parents to let her live with Elvis. And by live with Elvis, living with Elvis is kind of a stretch of a term because she's basically there alone while he's out on tour all the time. And she's basically privy to what he's doing via the tabloids.
Yes.
And the tabloids are always saying that he's in a relationship with a movie star. And she's just like, oh my God. And then she'll call him and like there's like a party going on in the background and he's like, no, babe, totally not. No,
everything's totally cool.
Everything's cool, babe. See you soon, babe.
Hanging out in a cemetery, totally quiet. Nothing weird here.
Yeah, nothing, babe. See you soon, babe. And then
that is like, really how it was.
Yeah. And then could you imagine if this relationship existed in the time of the internet?
Oh, for sure. I think it does.
Crazy. It probably wouldn't have lasted as long.
No. But those NDAs though, because I don't think NDAs were a thing.
Yeah, probably not.
So today, yeah, I think they do exist. And those contracts.
Yeah. Yeah. Watertight.
Oh.
Do you think that Harry Styles is a monster?
I think he probably has his moments. And I only say this.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I think that if you are someone who rises to fame when you aren't like fully matured yet, I think you probably hold on to some of those things like Elvis did, where you're like a kid still, mm-hmm, because you've always had people tell you, oh, you've everything you do is okay.
Yeah.
So I actually don't think Harry's a monster, but I think maybe he has his moments of like, okay, dial it back. So yeah.
Do you think Taylor Swift might be a little bit of a monster?
No, I don't think she's a monster. I just think she's very calculating, which good for her because having to navigate that level of stardom by being a woman.
Yeah. You got to do certain things.
Because people truly will. They will diminish everything you've done just because.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to be that bitch.
Honestly, and do it. Good for her because she earned it.
Yeah, I almost want to watch the Eras Tour on Disney Plus, but I already saw it on YouTube like a year ago.
Oh, I won't be watching it.
It's crazy.
I just don't have any desire to see live shows if I'm not there, except for the Amy Winehouse one that I watched a long time ago. It was one of her last shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that
the one where she like refused to sing at one point?
It was the one where she kind of called out her dad and she was a little bit sad that he like wasn't, you know, like present or readily available, and she was like on stage, like you could tell she was bummed.
Yeah, and also like currently taking advantage of her.
Yeah.
Also, Amy Winehouse could have totally been Elvis.
She could have.
Could have been.
She could have. Seriously, that career was a skyrocketing.
Yeah, I think it just takes a really certain type of a personality to weather that kind of a thing. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't think she was there mentally to deal with that. Like, I feel like she was too normal.
Her hair looked like she had Priscilla hair.
She had that beehive bouffant thing.
Yep.
The bump it, as they say.
Oh, the bump it. Remember?
The bump it. Oh, yeah.
Most people who are bumping it, it's in a bathroom at a club on the back of a toilet.
Yeah. And so anyway, Priscilla, she's in Graceland living her life. She has all the spoils of the marriage or the soon to be marriage or whatever. She graduates high school. She goes straight into motherhood, basically. And she's still like a child and pregnant at this point.
Yeah.
And and then so she ends up having a baby, and it's like we hop, skip, and a jump to the 70s, and the hair is down. The hair is flat.
The hair was looking great.
Looks good. Looks mature now. And she's just focused on being a mom, and she's drifting apart from Elvis. And Elvis is just like doing his Las Vegas residencies, where we know how that goes.
Yes, we do.
And it doesn't go well. And he's like locked into these contracts over in Las Vegas for like eons. And so she ends up one day being a lady who lunches.
Oh, I did love her lunching.
I loved her lunching. I was like, you know what? She's coming into her own.
I will say, though, that hair looked dry.
Did it?
Dry.
The hair looked dry to you?
Oh, if you, and I will not ask you to go back and watch.
I will.
You go and look at stills when she is walking out of that hotel room crying. The crispiest. Those locks needed moisture.
The locks were not locking, as they say.
Those were some dried ends.
Dried ends. You know what? I once saw Rosé in person, and this ties in perfectly.
Okay.
Because Rosé is obviously naturally dark hair.
Uh-huh.
But Rosé's whole persona is built around her blonde hair. And her blonde hair is so not dry. I'm like, how do they do that? How does your hairdresser do that? You have naturally like black hair.
Serums.
How is it like bleach blonde?
Also, when you say so rosé, drag queen?
No, the K-pop, the global K-pop star Rosé.
Right, I immediately went to drag queen. I said, when did her hair get blonde?
No, not that Rosé. That Rosé is garbage.
Yeah.
The Rosé, the K-pop star, she has like this crazy blonde hair. And up close, like her hair is so hydrated and supple and like not broken at all.
Money.
I'm like, what is going? How does that happen?
Money. No, I'm not talking like serums for money. She's just rubbing money on it, and the hair is just naturally
rubs like $100 bills on it.
It's responding to the wealth.
It's like, oh, you know what? You're entitled to this. And,
you've earned this.
Yeah, but you know what? So did what's her face? Priscilla. She deserved it too, but maybe the budget of this movie wasn't there.
I would say probably because she spent so much time in a smoky casino, that hair just said, I'm out.
Like, look, it's either me or this environment.
Yeah.
And that's what Priscilla does to her own husband. She's like, look, Elvis, you look insane. And you're basically a drag queen now on the Las Vegas stage, and you're full of drugs and alcohol, and it's either me or this environment.
And she bounces.
And she's like, goodbye. And he's like, blah, 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 blah. And then verbatim is what he said.
He does sputter some things.
Yeah. And then she's just like, bye. And then we see her say goodbye to three people in Graceland. And then she gets into a car and she drives away. And then they roll the credits.
Which I loved.
Yeah, she was like, I'm going to live, laugh, and love right on out of here.
The hell away from this place.
without my baby. I'm just kidding. No, the baby was there.
Oh no. Yes. Yeah, she definitely took Lisa. Lisa went with her.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy that Riley Keough is a descendant of Elvis?
It is. And also I love her.
She took over the estate.
Good.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it her and Priscilla still doing it?
No, Priscilla was settled out.
She was?
Yeah.
How in the F did
I don't know.
Happen?
I think it's because they were divorced, you know?
True.
But she still had stake in Graceland, obviously.
Yeah.
And yeah, so Riley Keough is like the sole heir of like the Elvis empire at this point.
Can you imagine walking around dusty ass LA being like, bitch, do you know who I am?
I mean,
like, I am the heir to Elvis's estate. Like, girl, I would be walking on clouds.
I know. It's like you have to want for nothing, but it comes with a whole series of problems all its own.
What, being Chanel's ambassador? That tweet's got to go in the trash.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, her life must be okay. And
it's not bad.
Yeah. Oh, I love it whenever your room turns green.
Me too. You know what? I'm going to turn those off the next time because honestly, that pink light does nothing for the eyebrows.
But also, if you are on the visual medium of YouTuber and watching this right now, Travis has lovely minty green walls and a lovely organic things eyebrows. Everywhere, and also eyebrows.
Organic eyebrows.
Organic eyebrows from scratch.
They're not cute this time.
They're not. No. Not this time.
Not this time.
And then my background is a
gorgeous.
A gorgeous exposed wall.
Yeah, because girl, you are the queen of Versailles.
I am the queen of Versailles. Just, you're just kidding. Yes. We are expanding. We're running out of money real fast.
That's fine. You'll make a documentary about it and make all your money back.
I love that documentary.
Me too. It's amazing.
It's so good. It's
Queen
so
of Versailles
good.
Is incredible. Watch it. If you guys haven't watched that, watch Queen of Versailles over this.
That is a delusion to it the is. Max. That is the American dream incarnate.
Can you imagine?
It's so crazy to me.
It's crazy, but it's so good. Okay.
Anyway, so Priscilla, queen of Versailles.
Queen of the damned.
yeah, Priscilla, queen of the damned Versailles. What did you think about it, Travis?
Let's do a rose and thorn first.
Okay, what's your rose and what's your thorn?
My rose, I will say this, my rose, I'm going to give two, and it's going to be so quick. My major rose is, whenever Priscilla asks Elvis to stay out of the graduation so he doesn't take away from the graduates, I thought was, if that really truly did happen and he stayed away, that makes Elvis look so human and so real. And I love that moment.
Yeah.
Second, my petal off of this rose. The wardrobe.
The wardrobe.
When they had her. Now, Elvis's wardrobe was just whatever. It blasé. Who gives a shit about those suits?
It was relegated to the background, and I think intentionally, you know what I mean?
When she was in those fancy gowns and dresses, and even like the cute, like, I don't think they're mesh. They weren't lace. They certainly were like her little onesies when she was like cute and all that. I just thought it was good.
It was tailored.
The wardrobe was good.
It was, there was a different outfit like every moment. It was really good. And she was trying on some
stunning looks.
Yeah. It was all really, really tasteful.
Her pregnancy dress, I was like, bitch, put me in a baby bump and in that dress.
Exactly. And it was all in her hair.
It looked
good.
Incredible.
Yeah. I mean, the movie, I mean, Sofia Coppola is no stranger to like amazing wardrobe, amazing production design, amazing
makeup,
high taste, good music.
But that's mine. So let's get your rose and thorn. What's your rose and thorn?
What was your thorn?
Oh, my thorn.
Yeah.
Oh, my thorn, girl. Oof.
Yeah. Sleepy Time Express.
Drag me to hell because this was so slow.
It was nap time for sure.
It was so incredibly slow.
Yeah, it was kindergarten or first grade, middle of the day after lunch, and the teacher's like, you know what, as your prize today for doing so well in school, you get to go take a blanket and go into the reading nook and take a nap.
Yeah, so I can go ahead and pull this fifth out of my desk drawer and can proceed to get intoxicated.
Yeah, which is basically the premise of Priscilla anyway.
Right. So
second grader gone wasted. No, I would say my Rose and Thorn, also amazing Roses and Thorns, and I totally second your Roses and your Thorns.
Yeah, I mean, those two are like, to me, those were the stands out.
Yeah, I think for my Rose and for sake of like variety, aside from what you said, I would say Kaylee Spaney, a bold choice to hire a newcomer on the scene. She had done things before, but to like carry a Sofia Coppola movie like this, it's a biopic with a very like high profile protagonist. A bold choice casting her, and also Kaylee Spaney applauding the choice to embody the Priscilla-isms, because she's like notoriously soft-spoken and reserved, and I think she played that really well. And it's like off. She could have like gone a different direction to make it more like dramatic or whatever, this way or that way, but it would not have been as authentic. So she played that like reserved,
mousy, you said.
Yeah, like mousy. But also like, if you think about it as like if you're like a reserved 14-year-old in that situation, you're not going to have like the learned social skills to be something else, to put on a different hat or this there. She was like very authentic and like just truthful and honest and quiet.
She couldn't even pick her own dresses.
Yeah. And she just sort of like internalizes all the stress and all the things and just survives that whole experience while also enjoying it. And yeah, but it's almost like she was living somebody else's life. And right. I thought that was interesting. And then she chooses to live her own.
Yep.
And divorce that guy with millions of dollars.
Do it. Do what you got to do.
Get into it. Have that baby.
Have that baby. Have those designer clothing. And then get out and sell all of it, including the baby.
Including the baby. Sell that baby. So I think, but also, isn't there a thing where like, oh no, it was her daughter who had a run-in with a Scientology, was like a longtime Scientologist.
Lisa?
I think.
Did she? I don't know. I'm not joking. I don't follow the family. I just have always been like, yeah, they exist. Like, yeah. I understand them in pop culture.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That shit sounds a mess.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if I could tolerate being like an heir.
That's too like famous.
That kind of a thing. Yeah. That's a lot on the shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be like, yeah, my mom was a meme. But like that's my foot in the door. Like my mom was a meme.
It's like, yeah, you know that meme of like that really angry lady like screaming in traffic at a stoplight and saying, calm down.
That's your foot in Hollywood. Yeah. That is how it's gonna be one day.
Yeah, it's like the meme person.
Yeah, it's gonna work.
For sure. I mean, Brittany Broski did that one meme.
Look at her. She did it. She done went there and did it.
Look at
her. She's also very funny.
She is funny. Yeah, she did well with that. But yeah, I see my thorn is same. Sleepy Time Express. I powered through and then it ended. And I was like, you know what? This was like one note the entire time, except for that one time where Elvis like got serious in a pillow fight.
Oh,
I was like, you know what,
John, if that happened, I was like,
you know, it happened because it's so small and petty. You know, it happened.
And it was so small that instance where it was like, oh, this occurred.
This definitely did happen. And Elvis was at the same time, super duper huge and large, and also very small and tiny.
Oh, so small and tiny.
I mean, yeah, Travis, we did it. Priscilla.
That was Priscilla. So out of 10, we won't even get into it. So, oh, you know what? Okay. Out of 10 cars you got for cheating on your test during graduation, John, yeah. how many cars that you didn't earn would you give this?
I would give it, I've been giving fives a lot, I think, but I
was thinking that.
I do give it a 5 overall, but I do like definitely commend Kaylee Spaney. She is a star on the rise.
Yes.
She holds it down.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see her in that new Alien movie.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Yeah. How about you? Okay.
So out of 10, I'm going to go ahead and give this movie, even though it was, you know what? Yeah, I'm sticking with the high five. We're getting high fives across the board. High fives all around, because cinematography was great. Wardrobe, yeah. This acting, all of it. Slow. Yeah. I don't even want to call it a slow burn, because girl, when did it burn? It didn't.
It wasn't burning. It was just slowing.
It was just simmering.
Yeah.
It simmered a lot.
Yeah.
And it was sort of tepid, but also, I mean, it's still not a bad movie. It's just,
It's just like,
I won't revisit this.
Yeah. It's good. I mean, Sofia Coppola is just Sofia Coppola, and she's going to do what Sofia Coppola does. And that's why we love her.
Yep. And that's fine. And that is fine with me.
Cause a lot of people didn't like Marie Antoinette, but I loved Marie Antoinette.
Also talk about the costuming.
Yeah. Holy shit.
I think it won an Oscar actually for the costumes.
Yeah. It was definitely nominated if it didn't win. That's for sure.
I'm pretty sure it did. The costumes were incredible.
Sofia Coppola has taste.
She does have taste. She better, bitch. I mean, listen to her family.
Right. You can't be that wealthy and not have taste.
Right.
But some people are Kardashians.
Oh, they just love Balenciaga.
But is Balenciaga taste? I don't know.
No, they just love it.
Yeah. Talk about tits and hair.
There we go. Tits and hair. You guys don't get to know that portion of the conversation.
Oh, did we do that before?
No, yep. It wasn't rolling. And they don't get to know.
Tits and hair. We got to have tits and hair these days.
She's giving both. Remember, they weren't here for that part.
Oh my gosh. I want tits and hair.
John, let's get some.
I know.
Speaking of tits and hair, I'm going to go see Jimbo in 6 days.
It's already happening.
John, it's been like 6 months. I bought those tickets so long ago. It's finally here.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Travis.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited for you. Are you going to take pictures? Or did you get a meet and greet?
Oh no, I didn't get a meet and greet. I was like, I'm giving you shit. I'm like, what you're getting is my ass in a chair that I paid a ticket for, and I'm leaving because it's late.
Are you going to hoot and holler? Are you going to be like, woo?
Oh no, I don't believe.
You're going to sit there quietly?
I'm going to sit there just like, well, no, I won't be quiet, but I'll also be like, huh. You know?
Oh, Jimbo.
Oh, you
crazy old clown. Yeah. You.
Yeah.
Is it like Jimbo's world tour?
Yes, it is.
Wow, Jimbo's still going on that tour.
Jimbo
fucking came out of the gate.
She better milk it for all it's worth, because there's going to be another big titty bitch coming along to take her place.
Nobody like Jimbo though.
Sydney Sweeney.
Tits and hair. With all due respect and love to Sydney Sweeney.
Really, we just like to joke for real. She's talented and beautiful. Yeah, good for her.
We're joking. She knows what she's working with.
Yeah.
And we love that. We love it. Stan it 100% all the way.
Yep.
Travis, what do you think we're going to watch next?
I'm not really sure. Hopefully something not horrible.
I know, right? It's so weird. I mean,
I want something that's either a 2 or a 10.
I want to watch Love Lies Bleeding, but that's TBD.
Honestly?
Yeah.
If I can swing it.
I mean, I wish that I can go see a Jimbo show and we can talk about that.
Honestly, I will record that for you. Phone out.
Yes, please. Phone out.
Phone out. Tits. He'll never out. Know.
You won't know.
I'll never know. I'll have it. I will have it taped to my glasses and it will look like the Apple glasses. They'll never know. Yeah, yeah.
Like, what? These are Apple goggles.
Yeah, it's technically an iPhone.
Yeah. But also, whatchamacallit, how close are your seats?
Oh, fairly close.
Nice.
Row 10.
Oh, yeah.
You might. I want a 10 in center.
You might get them tits in center.
That 10 in close? Center. Yeah.
You might get them tits right in your face. She loves to come out and give those tits in your face.
Oh, good. I would love that. Crawl all over those seats.
I am so excited for you.
Thank you. Are you so excited? I am.
Yeah. That's going to be like one of the best drag shows you ever see.
I think it'll be so fun.
Redacted's going.
Oh, yeah. Pat's going. We can say the same here. It's fine.
That was the previous.
Patty cakes.
Also a Jimbo fan?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. And you know what I really...
I surprised him with the tickets because he had no clue. Because we were so obsessed and we were like... I was like...
I remember when they went on sale in the LA show, even like back 6 months ago, were like so expensive. I was like, absolutely not.
Oh, yeah. I had a little extra money to burn at the time. And so I said, tickets now.
Tickets, please. So we haven't really talked about this season of Drag Race.
No.
But just one thing, one short thing is...
Maya. Iman Page.
Maya Iman Page, sure.
You said one short thing.
Maya Iman Page is one short thing, that's for sure. That was really good, Travis.
Thank you.
But who's the... What's her face? The bitchy one. The really... the bitchy one.
Plain.
Plain Jane. Talk about a plain derivative. She's doing the greatest hits that have been done before from a drag queen's past. She's doing Jimbo. She's doing
the greatest hit.
She's doing Alaska's bitchy attitude. She's doing Willem's wildness. Like, it's been done before. We don't even know who you are.
No, but we do know that she's making for some good television.
She's making for some good television, but she will not win because she's too... She came out of the gate too much like Jimbo.
It's either, for me, it's going to be Saphira or Nymphia.
Saphira or Nymphia for sure. Nymphia could lose it because she's dishonest.
Oh, she likes to pretend she's not talented.
She loves to pretend that she's spiraling out of control.
John, the only thing she's not talented at is convincing everyone she's not talented.
Yeah, she's such a cartoon about it, too. She's like, oh, my gosh.
Yes. And then, but I love it to death.
But everybody has clocked it like ages ago and she keeps doing it.
Also, wild card, Dawn.
Dawn, for sure. Dawn is good. Definitely not wild a miscongeniality. Saphira would at least get Miss Congeniality.
She would if she didn't win, but I think she can take it all the way.
Yeah, she could absolutely take it all the way. She's excelled in all things, except for that one time she only wore the breastplate and it revealed that they're really tiny.
Yeah. She was, honestly, she was pushing grapefruits. That's it.
So weird.
I said,
Yeah, so definitely Saphira or Nymphia or Dawn.
Dawn's the wild card.
Dawn's a wild card.
I don't know, though, because let's talk. Morphine's face is crazy good.
But
I don't think makeup will take you all the way to the end.
No, it won't. And she's not as good at everything.
Have we
else.
Forgotten someone?
I'm sure we have.
Who cares? Probably.
But I feel like I'm rooting for Saphira.
It's either, for me, no joke, I'll be happy with either Saphira or Nymphia and Dawn if Dawn squeaks by somehow.
Yeah, Dawn too. Yeah, Dawn could be cool. But anyway,
yeah,
that's Mean that's Girls our, Interrupted, our, everyone.
Mean Girls Interrupted. And that's
it.
Well, that's Priscilla.
Well, that's Priscilla, queen of the pelvis.
Pelvic floor. Yes.
Yes. We'll have to see other movies, Travis.
Roll the credits. I Will Always Love You, that song by Dolly Parton, which actually did roll the credits and was truly my favorite part of this movie.
You gotta love that. Goodbye.
Bye.